You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode number 2.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real-life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Yes, you are here and tuned in to the Her Money Matters podcast. This is Jen Hemphill. I am grateful to have you here. I know you have a busy schedule and you tuned in. You take a moment out of your day to tune in and listen to what I have to say. And as you know, that the success of this podcast, or any podcast for that matter, is really reliant on having the wonderful listener like you. So I do really appreciate you. Now, today's topic is all about why we as women should care about personal finance. And I'm going to share with you my 4 compelling reasons as to why you should care. But before I get into that, I want to take a moment to acknowledge you, because you tuning in already shows that you care. So you ready? I'm going to give you a virtual high five as an acknowledgement. And there it went. I also want to give a quick shout out to Ray in Massachusetts. And Ray, I hope I've pronounced your name correctly. It's a beautiful spelling, is R-H-E-A. And Ray is a great participant on my Facebook page. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Facebook has made some crazy changes in the past year. They're always constantly making changes, but Facebook doesn't show the pages posts as much, because Facebook is a business. So they want you to invest in making Facebook ads, which of course, it makes complete sense. Facebook is in the business to make money. So Ray is one of the fortunate ones where my post shows up in her newsfeed and she takes a moment and comments. So I just wanted to give her a shout out, Ray, and just tell you thank you. So now let's talk money, money, money. If you think about it, when everything boils really down to money, in order to eat, you got to have money. In order to go somewhere, you got to have money. Of course, there's a few things that you can do without money, but the day-to-day life, you're going to need money. There's no way around it. And money is definitely not a gender issue, and it doesn't discriminate. So if a man and a woman were to take their credit cards out and make the exact same purchases and the same dollar amount of purchases, they're both equally liable to that credit card company. They're going to have to pay those purchases off to that credit card company. So money is definitely not a gender issue. It doesn't discriminate. Of course, we can sit here and debate in terms of salary and pay increases, because as you know, there's a lot of research that shows that women get paid less versus men, that their increases are less than men and so forth. But really, that's not the point of the episode. And we know that, and very well, that men versus women, we're just programmed differently. So naturally, how women and men treat money, how we view it, and how we understand it is going to be different. For women, we just naturally see money as a way to take care of our day-to-day needs and just balancing those needs. We're the nurturers. We're the ones that take care of our family from a day-to-day, right? And men see it more as a long-term. They look at it more as an investment and taking care of family that way. So the retirement, having a house, those type of things. That's how we differ, men and women. So why should we care? So I'm going to share with you my 4 compelling reasons. And I just wanted to make sure that you know that 2 of those are really more geared for those of you that are married or have kids. So if you're not married or have kids, those 2 reasons may not be for you, but it may resonate with you depending on your past experiences or just put it as a side note for the future, all right? Because it's definitely going to make a difference for you. So reason number one, you ready? Because I am sure you are in suspense. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Reason number one as to why us women should care about personal life, personal finance is because life happens, period. Now you may fall into one of these scenarios. Maybe you're the one in charge and all involved with your finances and the spouse is not involved at all. Or maybe it's more half and half where your spouse takes care of some financial matters and you take care of the others. Or maybe it's your spouse involved and in charge and you're not involved at all. But obviously by being here, you want to take, you want to be involved, start being involved. Or maybe it's just some, a combination in between. No matter the scenario, there's a common ground. Life is going to happen and we have to talk about it. We're not here forever. So if your spouse, your significant other, passes before you, my question to you is, are you ready to handle the finances? Because when someone passes, especially someone that you truly care about, it's a huge emotional turmoil. It's a difficult time. So you don't want to get to that point and not be able to handle the finances. And of course, there's other life occurrences that we have to talk about. Maybe it's something you don't want to hear about, but we have to talk about. And that is divorce. In the United States, the rates of divorce are huge. They're very high. So if that were to happen to you, and I'm not saying it will, or maybe you've already experienced this. So if this were to happen to you, I'm going to pose the same question. Are you ready to handle the personal finances? Because if you're not, the time to change is now. It's never too late to make a change. Personal finance is not that tricky. It's all in the mind because I know you can do this. So that is reason number one that you have to take into consideration, that life happens, period. Now, reason number two is all about the money conversation with your spouse. I know this can be scary and uncomfortable. So I want to ask you, when was the last time that you spoke about money with your spouse? Take a moment to think about that. And how easy or hard was that conversation? Or how often does it happen, if it happens at all? And if you dread it, why do you dread it? If it's easy for you, is it easy for your spouse? And if your spouse dreads it, why is that? That's something that you, if you or your spouse dreads it, there's an internal conflict going on as to why you dread it. And you have to reflect on that and really acknowledge what's going on. Once you acknowledge what's going on within you, you are able to better communicate with your spouse and the same for them. And as much as you may dread the conversation, it does get better. There are definitely ways that you can make it better and easier, and we'll definitely get into that in another episode. So I want to make sure that this hits home for you. It's really, really an important conversation that many, many people don't have because it's uncomfortable, it's scary, you each have different views on money, you each treat money differently, have different spending habits, maybe you have different financial goals, and that's going to cause a lot of conflict in the relationship if you don't know what your financial goals are. If you have completely financial goals, that's going to cause a lot of problems. So it's something that, even though it's uncomfortable, it needs to be done. So I just want to stress that to you. It's very, very important that you have that money conversation with your spouse. So that is reason number two as to why us women should care about personal finance. Because remember, I talked about divorce. money is one of the top reasons for divorce. So if you have, just think about it. If you are able to better that conversation with your spouse when you're talking about money, what does that do? That naturally opens up the communication, the clarity. It's going to ease your relationship. It's going to, I'm not saying it's going to completely prevent divorce, but it's going to ease your relationship. You're going to have a better conversation, better communication. And we know that marriage is not easy, but having clear communication amongst the couple makes for a better marriage. Now, reason number three is our kids are watching. So that's the reason why us women should care about personal finance. And I'm going to tell you why. Have you been in that situation where you're watching your kids, or maybe someone told you a story about them and you realize that they're following your example and or about something that's made you proud? I'm sure you've had those moments of pride of saying, I had something to do with that, right? Or of course, there's also those stories where your kids, especially when they're younger and they don't know better, but they repeat some of those words and phrases that you normally say, but just not at the most appropriate times. We've had those occurrences, and I'm sure you've got some stories on that too. So what do your money actions say about you? Do you want your kids to repeat the same money actions you're taking? I want you to think about that for a moment. What your money actions say about you? And I know this may sting a little bit or a lot, depending on what it is, but it's something that we do have to think about and reflect on that. And we've got to be aware and acknowledge it. And if need be, change it, because they are watching. I mean, think about it. Of course, we know our kids are watching and they pay attention, and their minds, they're very, very smart, especially starting at a young age. They observe and they start mimicking what we do. And I know you're probably experienced this, where growing up, there's some things that you love, how your parents brought you up, and there's some things that you may not have liked of how your parents brought you up, right? And so, let's say you're doing something or talking to someone and you realize that you're doing or saying some of the same things that your mom or your dad said, and that maybe you didn't like. Maybe you're repeating some of those same actions and you tell yourself, oh my goodness, I'm becoming my mother or my father, right? Have you had that happen? I know I've had that happen. So you want to be able to be aware of it, because it's hard to break those cycles, right? It's not that it's impossible, but it's hard to break those cycles. And the way to break those cycles is to be able to be aware of what you're doing and make a change for it. So just make sure you, at least if you take anything out of this, do it for your kids, because they are paying attention. So I definitely urge that, to set that good example for your kids. Know what money actions you are currently taking, what they're saying about you. And if it's something that you're not happy with, you can change it. And one of the ways that you can change it, besides taking action, is you can listen to this podcast. There's so many different resources out there. So there is definitely no excuse. You can make a change. You can start doing that today. And reason number four for us women, why we should care about personal finance, is all about getting rid of the guilt we have with money. So I want you to take a moment just to think about guilt. Have you experienced guilt when you're spending some money? And have you stopped to think about why that is? Now, one of the top complaints that I hear most frequently, no joke in here, with the women I work with and talk to, is feeling guilt when they spend some money, especially when they spend some money on themselves. And of course, as women, we're the nurturers. We take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves. And not that none of us get that manicure or pedicure or just do a little spend some money on us, but there's still many that feel that guilt. So let's talk about why that happens. Of course, it could be a variety of reasons, but one for sure that could lessen this guilt drastically is clarity. Now, what do I mean with clarity? When I talk about clarity here, I'm talking about the clarity you have with your money, which of course you need to know what is going on with your money, what money is coming in, where money is going to, your financial goals, how those are coming along. Basically, you need to have a clear financial picture. You have to know what's going on. Once you know that, that's going to play a huge role in eliminating the guilt, because clarity definitely works wonders. Think about it. If you had a clear picture and really were in the know as to what was going on with your finances, you would really know if those three weekly trips that you take to Starbucks, what they mean within your financial picture. Maybe it's significant and maybe it's something that you have to change. Or maybe within your financial picture, it's no big deal and you can continue doing that. Of course, that depends on your particular situation, but I want you to think about that. That's the reason why clarity makes such a huge difference to eliminating your guilt when spending money. So those are the my four compelling reasons as to why you should care about personal finance. So I hope they resonated with you. I hope it struck a chord, and I hope it motivates you to get more involved with your personal finances. And of course, you listening today already tells me you care about money. And I just hope that those four reasons just gave you more of a kick to take better care of your financial future. So tell me, what reason jumped out at you the most? Or maybe there's a reason that I didn't mention that you feel is very, very important. Let me know. Comment. Be sure to make a comment in the comment section, which is found below the show notes. And you can find the show notes at jenhemphill.com/002. So make sure to let me know which reason jumped out at you most and why, if it made a difference for you. And maybe there's a reason that you think I should have mentioned that I didn't bring up. Again, these are my four compelling reasons, but I'm sure there's others. So definitely be sure to share that with us. So thanks so much. That is it for today. I am wrapping it up. I appreciate you pressing play and tuning in and just spending some time with me. Just for reference, you can, again, find those show notes at jenhemphill.com/002. I will catch you again on next Thursday. So just be sure to tune in for next week's episode. I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the week, and I'll catch you later. Ciao. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast all about making your money management simple and practical. The question I get most often comes down to feeling lost and having no idea where to start when it comes to taking control of your money. That's why I created this Jumpstart Your Money Mini Guide to help busy women like you finally start with a clean slate and take the action you need with your budget without the overwhelm. You can get it for free at jenhemphill.com. That's J-E-N-H-E-M as a mom, P-H-I-L-L.com.